there, kids. Oh, yeah. It's me. It's me, your old pal Stu, here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time now for the Twang Trust, Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show. Yeah. Yesterday was Halloween. I thought about doing, count backwards from 10, pretending he missed Halloween. My heart just wasn't in it. No, it would work for Christmas the day after, you know. It just doesn't work for Halloween, I find. Sorry. That's what twangtrust.ca is for. You can listen to past Halloween episodes all year long there. There's millions of them. The one, we didn't do one last year because it was on Halloween, but the year before, 2022, that was a great one. I listened to that while handing out candy last night. Yeah. Although we are going to have some, we're gonna walk the line between Halloween and Christmas for our very first set tonight. A very special Ornaments Halloween. Also, explosive hits, band theme songs, and because I am entitled to certain rights and privileges as a member in good standing of the Judds International Fan Club, you will be hearing a few cuts from the new Judds tribute album. Yep, that's happening tonight here on the Twang Trust. Yeah, we've been waiting for that one for a while to be official and all. That was the 2023 version of Scott Nolan's Swing Low, a song that had a video but no album or anything years and years and years ago that I always loved to bits, and I'd always tell Scott how much I loved it to bits. And he finally put it on a record. It's going to be on the brand new one that comes out mid-December. Comes out on his birthday, December 16th. So, yeah, stay tuned for more on that. Yeah, it's the Twang Trust, kids. Here we are, the day after Halloween. And, yeah, last week's show was too far away from Halloween. This one, it's the day after. You just can't do Halloween music the day after Halloween. It just doesn't seem right. It's just awkward. But, seeing as how we got snow, seeing as how all the Christmas crap is up in all the stores already, we're going to skirt both holidays at the same time here in our opening set with a very special Ornaments Halloween. Now, if you know me, you know how much I love the Ornaments. It's a band. It's two guys. One's from Wisconsin. One's from Minneapolis. And they get together once a year, and they make one Christmas song. It's all they do together all year. That's all they do. They've done it for like 10 years now. We were hoping we might actually get a visit from the Ornaments this year at the Stew Dome, but so far all my communications have gone unanswered. I don't know what's happening in the Ornaments camp. And, you know, and I don't want to be annoying, so I don't know. Hopefully we'll hear from them. You know, there's still time, right? There's still plenty of time. We'll keep our fingers crossed. But in the meantime, on account of, we're right in between Halloween and Christmas. This is, in fact, a very special Ornaments Halloween.
Christmas Day on an aeroplane. Got a cool first class upgrade, big boy upgrade, gonna stretch my legs. But as we climb the cabin, filled with smoke, we're gonna die. Got on the intercom, said stay calm. I won't let you die in a Delta sleigh, if you just stay calm. Still, I bought an hour of go-go in flight Wi-Fi. And a man he prayed, oh my God. The woman left used her vomit bag smelled like eggnog. Meanwhile I thumbed through my phone to find a song, a Christmas song, a burlap song that's good to die to. Got insane inside, oh what a ride. My complimentary bloody spill on my new Levi's. The scent of fuel filled the air. Then in came flames like a cozy fireplace. As the plane barreled down towards the ground, I saw through the haze a snowy farm. Wouldn't it be great to farm right now? Then again, I'd rather do anything than be in this plane, trapped in this plane, this bomb of a plane. big white light, or my dumb white light flashed for my eyes. The only pain was the tears I knew, the tears I knew were in her eyes. So my last thoughts before that great ending were, I'll never fly, never fly, never fly on Christmas again. Christmas, I was eaten by a bear. My mom asked me to take the trash out into the snowy northern air and see.
I'm calling because I thought of you. I saw your parents at the annual Christmas tree lighting thing the other night. It made me remember how we used to roll our eyes at that whole deal. We always thought it felt like some sort of fake Hallmark Christmas movie type shit, but it really was magical. It even kind of snowed a little bit towards the end. I couldn't help but notice that you didn't come home. You always come home around Christmas to see your family. And look, I know that we kind of left things in a weird place. But being back here and not having you around is really kind of messing me up. And if you're not having Christmas with your family, then whose family are you having Christmas with? Is it a new person? Have you moved on from me so fast that you're already having Christmas with someone else's family? Christmas is supposed to be ours, okay? It's supposed to be you and me. It's us. It has always been us. I'm back here trying to figure out what Christmas even means to me without you in my life, and you have already moved on. You know, this is exactly like you. Of course you would do this. What? We're done. Whatever. This is Merry Christmas. Jesus Christ.
I just saw I missed your call, and I figured if I called you right back, maybe I could catch you. I want to hear your voice. I'm trapped in Boston. There was a big snowstorm that canceled all the flights, so it looks like this is where I'm going to be spending Christmas. Which is a bummer, because, you know, I love Christmas at home. And, well, I miss you a lot. Anyway, if you're still in town when I get back, we should get together. I'd love to see you. Actually, it looks like I just got a voicemail that came in from you, so I'm gonna go listen to it. I hope I get to see you. Okay. Okay. Bye.
Oh, well, not exactly, you know, Halloween oriented, but. Apologies to anyone who's already in an emotionally fragile state of mind and is now rummaging through the Christmas or through the kitchen drawer looking for the sharpest knife you own to slit your wrists after hearing that one. Oh, a cold wind from the ornaments. A very special Ornaments Halloween for you here tonight on the Twang Trust. Before that, we heard Christmas Dinner and Flying Home for Christmas. You know, the Ornaments, the only place you can find that stuff is on Bandcamp. Besides the very first single they ever put out, which was a hand-lathed deal, I do own one. The band gifted it to me, in fact. You can't get it anywhere. It's not on iTunes or anywhere. You got to go to Bandcamp to get it. And, hey, this is Bandcamp Friday coming up the end of this week. So there you go. That and that new Scott Nolan cut we heard at the top of the set. There's what you can do. Yeah. Oh, that one kills me. Kills me when I hear it. Oh, let's see what's going on here. Oh my goodness. Well, let's shift gears entirely. No more holidays. We just got the new album from the Trans-Canada Highwaymen, officially. Explosive Hits, Volume 1. Let's hear some explosive hits, shall we? along with an explosive hit that should have been. And, well, it was, in fact, the others were explosive hits in their own right, I suppose. One that should have been covered, I sincerely believe, should have been covered on this album by one of those highwaymen, be it Steven or Mo or those other guys. I forget. Joel? No. Who are them other? I don't know. We'll look it up later. We'll talk about them at the end a bit more. But this one, oh, this is one. This is my favorite off the album, I think. And, you know, I'd never realized it was quite as creepy as it is until I heard Mo Berg sing it. And Mo Berg is really the only one of the four guys that could have done this song true justice, I think, being as creepy as it is. So yeah, here's to the 70s and creepy hit songs. This is the Trans-Canada Highwaymen featuring Mo Berg on vocals on a cover of Lighthouse's Pretty Lady.
Pretty lady, I love you, but I know there's no way. Shot to get some life in the charts. Think I'm the fun. kids trying out the drums. Singing songs from back on page, wore shiny shirts and shorts on stage. Moa's shredding, Steven strums. In the Sloan rehearsal space, tears were running down my face, swapping dad jokes with my chums. Though longer in the tooth, we'll be blowing off the roof. Hey, New Brunswick, here we come. On the Trans-Canada, the Trans-Canada Highway, baby. I'm a Trans-Canada, a Trans-Canada Highwayman. Those dignified elder statesmen are far too famous to haul their own equipment. I bet they only do it cause they're such humble, down to earth Canadians. Stopped and got a snack. And though the girl and she's so young must be pushing 51, we can't wait to play that track. And one by one,
the Trans-Canada Highwaymen with their official theme song from Explosive Hits Volume 1. That was Stephen Page from Bare Naked Ladies, Mo Berg from Pursuit of Happiness, Craig Northey from The Odds, and Chris Murphy from Sloan. Before that, a couple of songs I think they need to do on Volume 2. Though I don't know, 1978 may be too current for them. I don't know. They tend to stop in the early 70s. Not sure if they could stretch it out to the late 70s to include Bob Segarini's power pop classic, Gotta Have Pop. But I think they should. I think they could. And the same goes for Cousin Mary by Flood. That one sort of sticks out like a sore thumb for me. That should have been on there. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe there were proprietary issues or something. I don't know. We'll have to investigate. Maybe it'll be the B-side of a single. Who knows? But we did hear from the album Moe's take on Lighthouse's Pretty Lady. Were you paying attention to the lyrics? It's actually pretty creepy, you know? Kind of like a lot of those great Pursuit of Happiness songs, you know? So apropos that Mo would do it. And so nice to see that the Trans-Canada Highwaymen have an actual theme song. Theme from Trans-Canada Highwaymen. You know, it's been a while since a band put out their own theme song, but a lot of bands have done it over the ages. And gosh, why don't we listen to a few right now? And, of course, you got to start it off with the king of them all, y'all.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
We go wherever we want to,
do what we like to do. We don't have time to get restless. There's always something new.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say.
Just look over your shoulder. Guess who'll be standing there?
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Wow. One time.
Say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say. For 10 years, and now a trio we are, born on the 4th of December. We come from deep as New Jersey, diddly-ly, but now we live in New York City. We better get out of there before the shit hits the fan. Shit hits the fan. You might say, where have they played? And in England, who have we worked with? Do we know anybody famous? Anybody famous? Do we know anybody famous? Anybody famous? And as a point of interest, we spell our last name R-O-C-H-E.
We are evil.
Look at us! We from the band! Here comes Joey, here comes Al.
I think from now on, any band that forms and, you know, performs on a regular basis should be required by law to have a theme song. I think it would just be better. Yeah, when they make me king, that's one of the things you're going to have to deal with. Band theme songs. Mandatory. That was NRBQ. From their live album, what's that thing called? God Bless Us All, with a theme from NRBQ. Before that, Art Brute from their first album, Bang Bang Rock and Roll, and theme from Art Brute. And from their debut, Question, Are We Not Men? Answer, We Are Devo. Yes, that was Devo, and theme from Devo. And from their 1979 debut, The Roaches, produced by Robert Fripp, we heard their song, theme from The Roaches. And of course, we started it all off with the big TV show classic, theme from The Monkees and The Monkees. That set brought to us this week by the new album from the Trans-Canada Highwaymen, Explosive Hits, Volume 1, featuring theme from Trans-Canada Highwaymen. Yeah. Now, if you're looking for those songs by title, like on iTunes or something, you won't find some of them by that title. But it's my radio show, damn it. You know, I was so excited. I was so glad this record finally exists. Last year, one of my favorite songs of last year, finally, it now has an album to live amongst. It was just a single, and it came out, like, gosh, practically a year ago. And it's just been this lone single floating around, doing nothing, hanging out, you know, just as a one-sided digital single. Didn't even exist on vinyl, no B-side, nothing. But it finally has an album. The song that I loved so much last year was Fall in Love Again by Alana Royale. She's based out of Nashville. Total soul music, total groove, you know, bit of funk in there, bit of everything. But the song was produced by Kelly Finnegan from the Monophonics. And the new album, also produced by Kelly Finnegan from the Monophonics. And it's a whole album. And if you're into the groovy soul funk thing, man, this is a record for you. Here's the title track, I think. Let me see. Is it? It is. Here's the title track. This is Alana Royale, and Trouble Is.